For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
In the last few days, JD Vance has been instantly demonised by the great and the good. Kamala Harris instantly canonised. That's how it goes here. Republicans bad, Democrats good, cowboys and Indians stuff. So tweeted Sunday Independent columnist David Quinn. David, what prompted you to write this?
Well, I was seeing all kinds of reports when JD Vance got the nod from Donald Trump to be his vice presidential sort of running mate. And all I could see then was all these quotes from J.D. Vance being held against him. And some of them were ridiculous quotes, like from Vance. He said something like, America's now been run by, was it childless cat ladies? This sort of stuff. Stupid joke. But there's more to him than that, obviously. And then, you know, Kamala Harris, suddenly Biden's gone. She looks like she's going to be the Democratic pick to run against Trump. And it's like the second coming of Nelson Mandela. I mean, she's straight up on a pedestal. In fact, we know nearly nothing about her. I mean, she's been an almost invisible vice president, I would say, to most Irish people. Nobody goes trawling for unflattering quotes from her or unflattering footage of her. And I believe it's out there. Like, I mean, there's places where she garbles her speech, as people do, and all that kind of thing. But if you go back to the 2020 primaries when she was running against Joe Biden, because she ran to be the Democratic nominee back then, she compares him with pro-segregationist Democratic politicians who were still in the Senate when Joe Biden first became a politician way back in the day. So she tries to make him racist adjacent. And then she's his running mate in the 2020 presidential election. So you can always go looking for quotes. You can make people look really bad. You can make them look really good. And I think that's been happening with Vance and Harris.
Yeah, and you make a fair point. And I think maybe instantly here we do tend to favor Democrats over Republicans. But hasn't Trump thrown that on its head, really? Isn't he the big driving force here? Isn't he such a repugnant character, such a, I mean, his what he did when he lost, and he did lose the last election, how he tried to overthrow democracy. I think most people just think, anybody but Trump, and let's get behind whoever isn't whoever is opposing him. In this case, it's Kamala Harris.
No, Trump is an appalling human being. I mean, this is no defending him as a person. He's boorish, he's crude, he's vulgar, he's sexist. He stirs up the crowds. When he gets in front of one of his own crowds, he completely panders to them. It's awful. But almost because of that, we just have to be careful about this excessive demonization and politics that goes on. I mean, like, he was nearly shot dead a few weeks ago. There's constant comparisons between him and Hitler. We even saw J.D. Vance doing it. So I just think in politics in general, there's too much of a readiness to kind of go all the way up with a politician we like and go all the way down with politicians we don't like. And it's not just, you know, a Trump factor. It's been going on for years and years and years. I mean, I think actually I've been on this program with Michael Nugent of Atheist Ireland, and the two of us, Sam, I've been in many, many debates on opposite sides of practically everything. But the reason you had us on is because we took part in a conference saying how to disagree agreeably, not to demonize the other person simply because you don't agree with them. And there's just way too much of that going on. And I think in American politics as well, and you see it on the Trump side, and you see it now on the Harris side, just this almost messiah-like attitude that people have towards presidential candidates now. I mean, at the end, these are only human beings. They're flawed human beings. I think that we just completely exaggerate what an American president can do.
Go back to Obama, go back even further to JFK.
Yes, and I just think we completely overdo it. But if you go back to the days of Obama, so he ran against Mitt Romney and John McCain, And even they were called racist and sexist and misogynist. I mean, John McCain, for goodness sake, Mitt Romney, for goodness sake. We just need to, in my opinion, to turn down the heat. And we also need to have a less cartoonish approach to American politics, where it's Republicans always bad and Democrats always good. It so happens.
I hear you.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you tweeted this pre-Trump, I would have been absolutely in agreement with you. And you can make the same argument in the UK as well about how we are instinctively pro-Labour in Ireland. Mm. The Tories are evil, Labour are good. The problem is, in both the cases with the Republicans and with the Tories over the last few years, their behaviour has been such that you almost have no choice but to back the alternative and to pray to God the alternative wins.
Yeah, but you still don't need to demonize, because there's instant judgments about them, not just about their politics, but about them as people. And I just think we need to cool it down. You're obviously right about Trump. You're right about the Tory chaos. I mean, I wouldn't be a Labour guy, but honestly, it kind of had to be cursed armour, didn't it?
Okay, we will leave it there. David Quinn, Sunday Independent columnist, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.